Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi, Shir sponsor and the schus of the return of all the hostages and the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding at Shkolim Daf Mimalef and the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Chamishi, in the middle of Halacha Dalet. We're starting three lines down in Amud Aleph. Says more, Rabbi Shaya Rabbo have a Rabbi Debrei Chad de Sagi Nehoiro. Rabbi Shaya, he had a Rebbe who taught his son. That Rebbe was blind. When the Gemara says Sagi Nehoiro, means a lot of light, as an expression to speak about a blind person. What he used to do is Rabbi Shai used to sit down and eat a meal with this blind Rebbe every single day. One time he had a guest. He didn't come to eat with him. In the evening, he came specially to this blind Rebbe. Don't be upset on me. I had guests this day. The Amari there says, I didn't want them to come and be mevazev you and maybe not respect you enough because you're blind. That's the reason I didn't eat with you today. Omer Lei, so told him the blind Rebbe, you came to appease someone who is seen but cannot see. That's a blind person. The one who sees but cannot be seen, which means HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he will receive your appeasement, meaning you'll get a bracha from Shamayim. How do you know this type of bracha? I heard it from Blazer Yaakov. There was some blind person who came to the city. Yaakov said beneath him, in a lower seat, they will say, if this person is important, beneath him. In other words, Rabbi Yaakov is doing an effort that people should respect this blind person. So they really came and they gave him pranasa in a chashuv way. So he said, what's going on? Why are you respecting me so much? He says, Rabbi Yaakov is sitting beneath you, so we of course respecting you. And he davened for him the following davening. You give chesed to someone who's seen but doesn't see. The one who sees but is not seen. He'll do chesed with you. So this lashon of tefillah I learned from him. So the word dalmo. Dalmo means a story. They're going for a walk in the nice shuls of Lut. So seemingly he said, and was very impressed, look how much money my father's put in here. They put so much money, they donated so much money to build these beautiful shuls. Meaning, how many nefashos, how many souls did they waste over here? Wasn't there people here to support for Torah? Meaning it's better to use money for Torah than to build beautiful shuls. So why did they waste their money on shuls and not to support Torah? Rabbi Avon Ovad Ilun Tayro de Sadru Rabbo. Avon went and he built these gates of the big Beis Medrash. Also Amana Legabei. So Amana came to him. Omer Lechavi Mayavadi. He said, look what I did. I built these beautiful gates for the Beis Medrash. Omer Levishkach Yisrael Esuseyu Ve'yiven Hecholus. He brings the pasuk that says, the Am Yisrael forgot HaKadosh Baruch Hu and build beautiful edifices, beautiful shuls. Wasn't there people that you could support with your money with Torah? Meaning it's more important to use the money to support Torah than to build beautiful shuls and to build beautiful gates. When you have the money of Betek Abayis, you can use that money for Kotchim Mizbeach. I mean, you can use the money for Karbonis. Continues the Gemara of Imalaf Amud Beis. But the opposite you don't do. You don't take the money of Karbonis and use it for Kotchim Betek Abayis. Reb Chaim, in his first explanation, it says what the Gemara understands is that we spoke in our Mishnah, the person who put Kalim to Beis HaMikdash. So if you can use the cave for Betek Abayis, it's good, and the rest you sell. So the Gemara understands now that this Bryce is telling us, whatever you can use for the Mizbech, use for the Mizbech. So the Gemara asks, V'atalini klishim otzo botzoch Betek Abayis, manichim oysoi, V'ashanim korim v'dmeim noivlin nishkot Betek Abayis. And our Mishnah says, to use the cave for Betek Abayis, or you sell it and the money goes to Betek Abayis. It doesn't say anything that goes to the Mizbech. Says the Gemara, meaning, even if you have something which is royal in Mizbeach, you sell it for the Mizbeach, but the money goes to Beit HaKabayis. So the Gemara understood in the beginning that I'm using the actual item of the Mizbeach. And the Gemara says, no, you're selling it, the money goes to Beit HaKabayis, the item goes to the Mizbeach. Chaim says this is a little hard to put into the Lashon of the Gemara. And then he brings another explanation based on the Rambam, where the Rambam learns that we talk about not the Kalim, we talk about in general. You have the money for the Karbonis comes from Machtzis HaShekel. But if I don't have enough, what do I do? According to the Rambam, I take the money from Beit HaKabayis. So the Beit HaKabayis money can be used for the Mizbeach. Asks the Gemara, but it says in the Lashon Hara Mishnah that whatever's in Beit HaKabayis is used for Beit HaKabayis. It doesn't say they use it for the Mizbeach. Answers the Gemara, yeah, whatever can be used for Beit HaKabayis is used for Beit HaKabayis. Whatever cannot is sold, and the money goes to Beit HaKabayis. This money you can use if you need for the Karbonis. Meaning, I'm not going to use it directly for the Mizbeach, the Kalim. I'm going to sell the Kalim, put the money in Beit HaKabayis, and that money will be used for Karbonis as well, if needed. With this, we conclude the fifth parak of Maseches Shkalim, Hadronoch Perak Eilu HaMemunim, Hadronoch Perak Eilu HaMemunim. Starting now the sixth parak of the Masechto. Says the Mishnah, Shloshosor Shefaris. Shefaris is the pushke, is the place where you put the money. The Gemara is going to tell us exactly the shape of the Shefaris. And the Mishnah tells us there's 13 different Shefaris, 13 different pushkas. Later we'll see what is the reason, what is the usage of each one of the 13. Shloshosor Shulchanois, there's also 13 tables. The Shulchan in Beis HaMikdash, there was 13 of them. Shloshosor Ashtachavoyos in Beis HaMikdash, there's also 13 places, 13 locations where one has to do Ashtachavoy, has to bow down when it comes to Beis HaMikdash. Shabbasing of Leah, the Shabbas of Hanani, is Ganakarani, and Mishtachavim Bar Boisre. And these households, they used to do Ashtachavah in the 14th place. Vehechen Oiso is here, where was that 14th one? Kenegadir Eitzim, right in front of the area where they store the wood. Sheken Messeris Beadon Mavisem, Shesham Aaron Gonus, there's a Messeris they have, then that place is where the Aaron is buried, as the one is going to go on to explain it. And that's the reason they bow down in that location. And the Mishnah continues telling us the story of why we know the Aron is there. He was busy with the wood. He sees that the floor looks a little different. And there's one area where the floor looks different. He can tell his friend, listen, there's a floor piece that looks a little different, and I think there's something underneath it. He wasn't able to finish to tell people what he saw. Continues the Mishnah of Mbeisim with Aleph. He died. They knew clearly that was the Aron Gadol. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not want him to reveal the place of the Aron, and that's why he died. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Shkalim Daf Mem Aleph.